For many, especially at a certain age demographic, if you think of or mention the Ark of the Covenant, you'll think of Indiana Jones, correct? Sort of. Do you all know who Indiana Jones is? They do. Okay. Well, cool. Excellent. Well, the search for it, the fact that it was lost, the fact that we don't know where it is currently, nor do we have any kind of expectation of ever really finding it, the Ark of the Covenant is lost to history. It's one of those great artifacts that breathes legends and get made into Hollywood films. But when I think of the Ark of the Covenant, I think of a different story. It doesn't really involve a bullwhip-wielding archaeologist. It rather involves two Levites. Now, we hear in our first reading today about how the Levites were charged with bringing the Ark of the Covenant into the city of David, into Jerusalem. The Levites were those who helped. They were the deacons, Deacon John, the Levitical order. They were the helpers of the priests. And this story that I think of when I think of the Ark of the Covenant is of two Levites. Their names are actually mentioned in Scripture. I don't know their names at the moment. But I get the feeling that when they wrote their names down, everyone else probably thought, we know those two. We know those two. Because they apparently weren't paying attention. They tripped and fell, and they tried to steady themselves and the Ark of the Covenant, and when they did so, they died. They touched the Ark of the Covenant, these two Levites, who apparently were known to be clumsy, at least that's one interpretation of it. They touched the Ark of the Covenant, knowing that they were not supposed to, and it, having touched something that was that holy, without having prepared themselves, the priests to open the Ark of the Covenant would have to go through a whole set of rituals to purify themselves, to prepare to do such a holy act, to open the Ark of the Covenant. These two Levites drop dead. Now, it's not the most glorious story, but I do think that it helps to point out the reality that if God desires for the Ark of the Covenant to be so sacred, so important, so worthy of special attention as for two individuals who aren't paying that due attention to die because of their laxity, if that same God was born of a woman, had a mother, don't you think that that same God would care more for that woman than he did for that Ark of the Covenant? Our gospel today says that a woman cried out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you, blessed are the breasts that nursed you." And Christ responds with, "Rather, blessed are those who listen to the word of God and act on it." It says, rather, but I kind of wonder if it wasn't more of in addition to. I say that because the breast that nursed Christ, the womb that bore Christ, only did so because Mary listened to the word of God. It's not excluding Mary by any means. Her act of devotion to God, her willingness to act and to live according to the word of God is evident by the reality that she did bear Christ, that Christ did receive nourishment from her in that way. It's not excluding her, it's only lifting her up. For a moment, I want you to imagine your own mother. For many of you, probably deceased. For some, maybe not. But to imagine your own mother, your own desire to see the good for her, to never desire anything to happen to her. If you could, considering the reality that your mother is human, if you could prevent any harm from coming to her, wouldn't you? The stain of death was prevented from having any effect on that mother. It's what any of us would have done if we had that opportunity, I think. That Ark of the Covenant, that first tabernacle, the first vessel to bear within it God Himself, taken up into heaven in such a glorious manner. We celebrate that day. We pray for her intercession, the mother of all mothers. Because of her yes to Christ, because of her yes to the Word of God, she becomes your mother just as much as she's my mother, just as much as she's Christ's mother. Let's ask for her intercession today to help us, like her, say yes to her Son, Jesus Christ. With one heart and one voice, let us recite our one faith together. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,